Venezuela agrees to take back deported migrants, supply transportation. By Olivia Rondo on February 1, 2025. The Venezuelan government, led by socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro, has agreed to receive its deported nationals who illegally immigrated to the U.S., President Donald Trump announced Saturday. Following the recent release of six American hostages that were being held by the South American country's regime, Trump said that Venezuela even agreed to arrange for transportation for deportees. "It is so good to have the Venezuela hostages back home and, very important to note, that Venezuela has agreed to receive back into their country all Venezuela illegal aliens who were encamped in the U.S., including gang members of Tren de Aragua," the president said in a Truth Social post. "Venezuela has further agreed to supply the transportation back," he continued. "We are in the process of removing record numbers of illegal aliens from all countries, and all countries have agreed to accept these illegal aliens back. Furthermore, record numbers of criminals are being removed from our country, and the border numbers are the strongest they have been since the first term of the Trump administration." Trump's post came after new Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem rescinded an 18-month amnesty extension for approximately 600,000 Venezuelans residing in the U.S. this week, a policy from the Biden administration's DHS Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas. The leftist governments of Latin America have been voicing their panic at the prospect of mass deportations, with Honduran President Xiomara Castro threatening to end the U.S.'s relatively small military presence in her country should Trump begin deporting illegal Hondurans. The president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, had an entire meltdown on X that began with his refusal to take back Colombian deportees, which was quickly followed by an unhinged backtrack.